It's April. You know what that means. Time for a new theme. Dun dun dun.
Which I just learned.
Because I like keeping things as a surprise. That's my whole aesthetic. A surprise. I'm a surprise.
Your aesthetic is a surprise? How does that work?
You never know what you're gonna get. I might give you preppy. I might give you adult goth.
I don't know. Just those
two? One of those two. We might be somewhere in between those two. But anyway, we don't know. So, April is all about anime. Anime April, guys. We're doing it.
We sure are.
I haven't decided whether or not we should just stick with whatever that thing that we started watching, or we should just alternate between things.
Yeah, it's hard to pick.
But we started with, I gave you four premises, and I was like, choose, because I thought that would be fun.
It was really hard. I don't like decisions.
As I've learned as we've made and done things.
Well, I think that's why this works well, because you just pick things.
I really do. Most of the time, either I'll pick things or I'll, like, do two batches of things and I'm like, hey, which one? This one or this one? And I'm usually just, like, one or two.
If you at least give me choices, it's okay. Like, if it's, like, narrowed it down. But if you were just, like, pick a thing for us to watch and gave me anything, I would just panic.
Yeah. I learned that when we did that one time.
Yes.
And you were like,
That was terrifying.
I'm overwhelmed by all the things.
Yeah.
So, I gave you four premises. Multiple choice. I was like, which one of these things, without telling her what series it was.
Or even genre, or even the fact that it was anime.
Yes.
Because I was not informed.
I didn't tell you anything. I just subtly dropped hints throughout the day of different things. Like, at one point I was just like...
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was just like, oh, you're going to have to read. I was like, oh, you're going to have to read.
Okay, yeah.
And then I was just like, oh, it's a series. Whatever we're going to do, it's a series. So we're going to watch a couple episodes. So I was like, what should we do? So I decided that I would, you know, give you the multiple choice option. And you chose option 3, or C, if we're going by traditional Scantron standards. Which was Overlord, which is a show I'm very fond of. I love it. It's fun. It's also, as most animes are, it's a manga as well.
It was quite an anime.
Yes. The thing is it's very good, but in the very first season,
the first, like, 10 minutes are just weird.
Yes. And I agree with that. Like, the first two episodes, it does a lot of really random stuff because it's, like, kind of setting up what the scenario is here.
Yeah.
And they do kind of, like, a lot of world building. And within that, they do a lot of, like, character world building. Like, telling you all these characters that you need to know. They're like, this house, basically. This is this house. And these are all these people that live here. And they all do this. And that.
Yeah.
And this is the leader.
Yeah. I was super confused for a while.
That's fair.
I'm still kind of confused, but, like, I'm one of those people where I'm just like, if I don't understand something, if it's not, like, impeding my ability to, like, just watch and enjoy, I don't care.
I make no qualms.
Yeah.
So,
I rarely know what's going on when I watch things. Like, sometimes things will happen in Riverdale, and I'm like, I don't know what just happened, but it's fine. It doesn't actually matter.
I guess we're doing that now.
I usually find out later on. If it's important, they usually mention it again later on, so.
If it's important enough, they mention it at least twice.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is fair. That's a very true statement. But, you know.
Learn as you go.
Basically. With this show, there is a lot of learn as you go.
Yeah.
Especially with, like, the fact that this is, like, it has a video game aesthetic. It's not itself based off a video game, but it's a video game aesthetic.
Yeah.
I would say that. It's a lot. But it's fun. I like it.
Yeah. I thought it was... It definitely has that fun, like, balance of, like, action-intense stuff, but then also, like, random comedy bits, which is always something I enjoy.
Yeah.
But, like, especially there were parts in the first, like, episode or two where it's just, like... the men who wrote this are virgins and have never seen a titty in their life. Like, that was just my impression.
You've thoroughly read the entirety of anime creators. Honestly, I feel as though they've never seen it.
Because especially that first one, I'm like, oh, now I'm really seeing where all those jokes about boobs physics comes from. Because I'm like, there are just a lot of close-ups and stuff. Yeah. Of just boobs, or like even just shots of like boobs bouncing in the frame where it's like they weren't like, it's just more of like a, like an over-the-shoulder, but it's like around the boob. You know?
Yeah.
Where it's like you see a little bit of just boob bouncing in the corner.
Oh, there's this other anime I watched that's way worse than that. It's called How to Summon a Demon Lord.
Oh gosh.
It has really cool anime, like really cool animation and like action sequences.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, like the effects in it are really cool, which is why I continued to watch it. But there are like every single episode there's this weird segment where there's like this very sexualized thing with these, I don't know. It's very weird. And I'm like, I hate this. Why is this? It's very pornographic. And I'm like, I don't like this. I don't want that.
But yeah, I definitely know, like, from at least what I've heard, like I told you, I haven't seen a lot of anime, and from what I've heard from culture in general, is that as far as anime goes, Overlord isn't that bad. In terms of, like, the weird sexual stuff.
Mm.
But one question I have is why, like, every woman in the show so far, except for, like, the one cross-dressing girl, is just super horny for the skeleton boy.
I don't know. Just I really super don't. Super
horny for him.
Like, I know why the one character is because he, like, she's, like, low-key programmed that way.
Right. But the other one also, I'm like,
I don't know why she's like that.
Right.
Who knows? Maybe she's just, she's down with power.
I guess.
She's just like, you're the strongest person here. That's making me harder.
I guess so. It was just, I don't know. I think a particular, she said something about her underwear, and I'm just like, and that's when I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah, she said she had a situation in her panties.
That's what something. It was, yeah.
And I agree with Albedo when she said, you disgusting bitch.
Yeah.
Because that's what it felt like. It's like, you disgusting bitch.
Just, wow. That's,
I like you always look at me like that when I do that accent. You're just like, what is that?
Yeah. I should be used to it by now.
I don't know. It just happens.
Yeah. The music slaps, though. I will say that. Like, really into the theme music. The beginning and the end.
Yes. I like, this particular show is one I love for the music that they do.
It makes me just want to, like, thrash around the room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fair.
Yeah. A lot of fun. Really enjoy it.
I have a good time with the show. I like the fact that the main character is a magic caster, because I love magic. And within anime, I specifically love magic because they always do such fun things.
Yeah.
It's because they can do so many things because of the animation. They don't have the limitation of being able to, like, do it in real life.
Yeah. Like, I love the stuff that they, I always really enjoyed the stuff they did with, like, Full Metal Alchemist when I used to watch that back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really enjoyed how much they were able to just do because it was animated. Like, I would, if they did a live action, I don't think I would watch it because I'm like, but why?
Are you telling me you haven't seen the live action Full Metal Alchemist movie is on Netflix?
Is there a live action one?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Dude.
I think I probably heard about this and then blacked it out of my memory.
Grace and I have watched it. Now that you say it,
I'm just like, oh, I do think that's a thing. I just refuse to acknowledge it.
Yeah, Grace and I have watched that. Or at least I have. I can't remember.
How is it?
It is. It is.
Just as awful as I thought.
It is.
Great.
It exists.
That's what I thought.
It's bad.
Because I always enjoyed the premise of that a lot and the whole concept of, like, the alchemy and...
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was a lot of fun.
That's really what it is.
Yeah.
The premise is great now. Yeah. The live action version of that. That in the Bleach movie. It's...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. don't know how I feel about live-action anime movies, to be honest. Or live-action animated things to begin with. Because I tried to watch the Mob Psycho thing that they have on Netflix, too. Mm-hmm. Didn't thoroughly enjoy that as well.
I feel like it's possible to make a good one. It's just that your chances are so small.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be the right content and the right person to, like, and the right people to make it.
Yeah. I agree. But anyway, one day we'll get a good version. One day. It'll take a million shots, but they'll do it. Maybe, because Netflix, I think, is doing the Cowboy Bebop live action.
Are they? Oh, yeah, I think I heard that.
I want to say they are.
Interesting. I wonder how that's
going to go. I think they won the bid for that one.
Well, I heard that apparently Cowboy Beep Boop. I told you, that's just what I call it.
Yeah.
That I heard that it was, like, an influence for Firefly.
What?
Do you know the
show? Like, the show Firefly?
Yeah. Interesting. Someone said that it was an influence, and I'm like, I can kind of see it, because they have the whole space cowboy thing.
Yeah.
Going on. Because Firefly, I remember, was very much, like, it's a Western, but, like, sci-fi.
Yeah. Which, I don't know, I never really got into it.
I did enjoy it, but I never watched the movie they made or whatever.
Oh, Serenity?
Yeah, and it was, like, a long time ago that I watched it. It was, like, back when it was still pretty popular.
I've only seen a few Joss Whedon shows. I love Dollhouse.
I haven't seen it.
Buffy, and Angel's Alright. Mm. There's a good point of Angel that I don't enjoy, though. But, I digress. The old Joss Whedon is very hit or miss sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, I personally enjoyed Firefly. I thought it was fun. I liked the whole, like, Western sci-fi combo. And I think that's also, you know, something I enjoy in Cowboy Bebop, even though I never finished it. Someday.
I think
it might. Someday I'll go back.
I think it might be something that was ahead of its time, because people seem to like it a lot retroactively.
Yeah.
But, you know, when it initially aired, was not as much of a smashing success.
Right.
Perplexing. No.
Sorry, I was yawning.
No,
it's fair. You know me. It's hit that time of night for me.
Grandma Kathy gotta go to bed.
Yeah, like Jason said, the oldest 22-year-old in the world.
I don't know about you, but this 22-year-old has to take her dentures out.
I gotta have my dentures out by 8. Sorry.
What a specific.
What just happened?
Oh, you know, computery things.
Being problematic.
Yeah, but it's, you know. Anyway, speaking of problematic, I don't know. I can't recall anything that was too problematic in the beginning
the
of
the show. The breast fondling was weird.
Yeah, that was, that was borderline.
Pretty weird. Pretty weird, Chad. Because that was like a good, it's like a good minute of just breast fondling.
Yeah. And she was making a lot of random noises while he was thinking.
It was low-key pornographic, yeah. Honestly. Like, there's somewhere there are guys who have, like, jerked off to that.
Absolutely. And they're strange.
Yes. I agree.
But overall, how do you like the show so far? Because we only watched about 4 episodes, and this is where we start to delve into the actual crux of the premise of him taking over this land.
Right. I feel like I need to watch a little more of it before I really get a feel for it, if that makes sense. Because I feel like, yeah, like, kind of like you said, we've just gotten to that point where it's now, like, set up and they can really kind of continue on. But I think I need to go do some internet searching and try and understand it a little more, and then I think I'll enjoy it more. Because I like the way that it's done, but I'm very confused.
That's fair. So, I mean, honestly.
But that's, like, largely my part. I told you, like, there are definitely parts that they were giving a bunch of exposition, and I just straight zoned out.
Again, fair.
Yeah.
But, again, like, I'm telling you, once you get past this point, and this is, like, where we start to delve into the actual him making moves to take over this world, and it's very fun.
Oh, I believe that, yeah.
It's fun to watch it unfurl.
Yeah, like, when things are happening, it's fun. It's just, yeah, they got into those deep exposition-y things, and I just... And this was after watching quite a few things, so I would zone out a little bit.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, just short attention.
That's just good old Catherine.
It's true.
But would you be interested, like, would you be interested in watching this again next time, or would you want to, like, move on to something else?
I don't know.
You don't know. Is it because I'm making both? Is it because I'm making you make a decision?
Yes. No, I don't like decisions.
It's fine. We'll do a split.
It's a very mood thing for me.
Okay, fine. Yeah. We'll do a split then. We'll do a little of this and a little of something else. Cool. Because it's episodes, we can split it.
Yeah, especially since we watched a bunch of them. We could watch, like, just, like, a couple more, and then we could watch more, like, another four of another one. Since we won't have as much of...
Yeah.
Roswell.
I gotcha. That's fun.
Brain things.
We love working through what we're gonna do next.
It's true. Audio.
But...
it's a classic move.
You know... gotta keep it on brand. Always on brand.
Off topic, but on brand. Am I right, ladies?
I'm an influencer, like Batgal Riri.
I hate it.
As always, thanks for listening.
Gucci.
Gucci.